We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn. To one by one, they were gone. The clock has passed, all has been a software. Blast the message, something's out there. Floating in the summer sky. 99, red balloons go by. Yo!
It's been a while since I heard that. 7 Seconds, 99 Red Balloons, going back to the mid-80s on BYO Records by 7 Seconds. Yeah, they announced that they would be playing Vancouver, BC, June 15th, and it occurred to me that, I haven't played 7 Seconds or listened to 7 Seconds on the show in a very, very long time. So yeah, there you go, 99 Red Balloons by 7 Seconds. That was originally done by some pop singer called Nina, with that one was with revised lyrics. So yeah, the show is Generation Annihilation. You're tuned into. My name is Aaron, and yeah, you can catch us on CITR 101.9 FM, www.citr.ca online, and yes, it just got very nice outside, so yeah, hopefully you're tuned into the show on the beach or in the park or whatever, or driving somewhere or at home. And if there's something you'd like to hear, 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. We're going to hear a Vancouver act who I've seen a couple times lately, and they were pretty damn good. They're called The Daggers, and this is from a CD release of theirs, which was recorded October of last year. And this is a track called The Way Out on Generation Annihilation.
Yeah. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the tension mounts, the web of security tightens as we await the arrival of Ralph Records recording artists, The Residents.
Doxa, Vancouver's documentary film festival, runs this year April 30th to May 10th. Doxa and CITR 101.9 FM present Theory of Obscurity, a film about The Residents. This Monday, May 4th at the Cinematheque, followed by a Q&A with the filmmaker Don Hardy. Filmmaker Don Hardy, along with noted Residents bands such as Penn Jillette, Simpsons creator Matt Groening, and Jerry Casal of Devo, dive deep into the archives. Monday, May 4th at 8:50. This screening is brought to you by CITR.
Generation Annihilation on CITR. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we started things off in the last set with the Daggers local act, who I've seen a couple times recently. Saw them last Saturday at Pat's Pub, and they were really cool. Saw them at Pat's Pub another time as well. Yeah, very tight band. Name of the track was called The Way Out. Followed with The Gagged, another local act from a release by them, a CD release, and yeah, good to see that they've finally got music out, because yeah, they've been playing a while. They went under the name Drunk Tank for a little while, and yeah, now they're back to being The Gagged, and yeah, the track we heard was called Do the Pop, originally done by Radio Birdman. Awesome track. I always want to go wild when I hear them do it live. And we followed with the Buzzcocks, their latest, The Way, heard the title track. And followed with Rosillo's brand new track from this Scottish act. We're now back together. Name of the release is called Zero. Name of the track was called Groovy Room. And it's on Metropolis Records. And yeah, right now we're going to get into the brand new release from the UK's Violent Reaction. This is a track called M1 Stomp on Generation Annihilation. We'll be right back.
This is Terry from Vacant State. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Is that good?
All right. In that last set, we started things all off with Violent Reaction. Marching On is the name of the release. It's a full length. They're from the UK. And yeah, we heard two tracks, M1 Stomp and Leave Me Out. And we followed with Vacant State, Vancouver's only. Off the Chains release, we heard a track called This Disease, and followed with an act, Neurons, an act from Sweden, ex-members of the Regulations, and the track we heard was called You're Calling Me, and yeah, it's on Adult Crash Records, and we followed with Dogs, an act out of Ontario. Name of the track we heard was called Thunderballs, and this one is on a record label called Rubber Factory Records, and followed with Aggression Pact, Contemptible was the name of the track, and it's a new 7-inch on Painkiller Records, and members of this band were also in Green Beret, Wasted Time, Mercy Killings, and Waste Management. Yeah, so yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, I'm going to get back into the show now. Going to hear an act from Montreal, ex-members of After the Bombs. Played these guys on the show before. They're called Parasites, and this is a track called Melting Brain on Generation Annihilation.
Keep it alive.
We'll be right back. May 7th, Thursday at the Media Club, Punk Rock Trivia Night. Hosted by CITR 101.9 FM's Rocket from Russia with Rush and Tim. Come practice your punk rock nerdism. Hang out with friends, eat pizza, drink beer, and listen to punk rock hits. Brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM. Great success.
Well, the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
It's Mickey Fitz in the business. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. God bless you.
Indeed, and in that last set, we started things all off with, who did we start off with? We started off with Parasites from Montreal, a track called Melting Brain. That's off a demo of theirs, followed with Sex Face, Gotta Survive from the Village Life 7-inch EP, another act from Montreal. Then we heard a two-piece from Toronto, Ontario, Artificial Dissemination. We heard a track called Glare. And then we followed with Rebuild Repair from their Damaged Story CD. We heard a track called Agoraphobia. And right about this time, I'm going to do something that's, or attempt to do something, I'll say, because I don't ever do this on the show. I can't remember when the last time I did this, but I'm about to play a cassette tape. It's a local band. They're called Despair, and they released a 9-track demo. So we're going to hear something off of it. We're going to hear a few tracks off of it. We're just going to let this thing play. And wish me luck, because like I said, I'm not too familiar. Shouldn't be too hard. Got a cassette player here. So, I'm going to press the button, and hopefully it sounds good. Can hear that hiss. It's a cassette. Wonderful, eh?
After the bombing of Hamburg, at Dresden, at Tokyo, and at Hiroshima. This is what is technically known as a firestorm. Within its center, the rising heat from multiple fires caused by both the heat flash and the blast wave upsetting stoves and open furnaces is sucking in ground-level winds at speeds exceeding 100 miles an hour. This is the wind of a firestorm. We'll be right back.
Well, that was raging. Five tracks by the mighty Despair off their 9-track demo tape. Man, that sounded great. I was just cranking this cassette up really loud in the studio here. I hadn't heard this tape before because, like a lot of you, I don't own a cassette player. Well, actually, I have a Walkman, but I lent my cassette player out a while back and I didn't really need it back. So, I don't know, whatever. Sounds good. You know, there's very few bands that that don't put up their cassettes online these days. Usually if there's a cassette demo, they're up on Bandcamp or YouTube or something, but not this band. You have to get the cassettes, and I urge you to. Despair. We heard a bunch of tracks. We heard A Never-Ending Hell, Visions of the Inferno, Ghost Bomber, White Phosphorus, Bloodthirsty Ambition. Yeah, that's Despair. I saw them rock a party a few weeks back, or about a month or so back, and it was really cool. So yeah, check them out. No Facebook, no Bandcamp page, no email address. There's an address you can write. Yep, old school DIY cassette tape. So yeah, it's about time for me to get out of here. So we're going to leave with one more. This is an act that will be playing tonight. They'll be having their European kickoff tour. The band is Anna, and they'll be playing with locals Conform, Flagpolers, and Scum Human. And we're going to hear a track called Perpetual Warfare. It's the title track of their 12-inch EP, which will be out in June 2015. This is Anna. Check them out tonight at the Black Lab. All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Yes, it's been another edition. It's been fun. Check us out online, www.generationannihilation.com. Like us on Facebook and stay tuned for a previously recorded edition of Power Chord coming up at you next.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
We'll see at the April in Paris Festival as well this weekend at the Rogue.
That was Death Charge from Portland, Oregon. That was the lineup that featured Joseph Crane, who passed away last year. Rest in peace, dude. Before that was another one of his bands called Assassinate. You heard the song Detonator. And before that, Bomb Heaven with War Fear. And I'm about out of here. Power Chord is next. Metal Ron is here. Looking for someone's lost wallet. And yeah, I don't know if you can find it, but whatever. That's none of your concern out there in punk rock land. I'm going to leave you here with a band called Anna. They're from Vancouver, and they're playing next Friday, or this Friday, rather. Yeah, the 30th. They are playing at the Black Lab. If you don't know where it is, ask someone with a studded jacket, and they'll probably point you in the right direction. They're playing with a new local band called Despair, and from Seattle, Sick Ward, which has members of Ratbite, Countdown to Armageddon, and Death Raid. And I guess they play GBH inspired punk rock, so how can you really go wrong with that? So check that out. And yeah, I'm leaving you with Anna. This is off of a record that's coming out in the spring called Perpetual Warfare. And I was quite impressed when I heard it. It's a lot more sacrilege-y, nausea-influenced than kind of power, violence-y grind, which is pretty awesome. So anyways, here's Anna. I'll see you next week. Power Chord is next.
right. Hello, Vancouver. And you're listening to Power Chord. And this, once again, is Metal Ron. It's been a long, long time. And, well, I said that I'll come out of my semi-retirement once in a while and play my top releases of the previous year and keep my promise. So that is what I've got for you today. Yeah, a lot of stuff's been going on metal-wise, and probably also right off the bat, I have to thank the new crew who's taken over, taken Power Chord to a new level, I guess. A lot of people I notice are on our Facebook page have been, it seems like people are added every day. We're getting more and more people finding out about the show, which is great. I mean, I never imagined when we started the show in 1985 that in 2015 we'd still be going, even in one form or another. So it's absolutely amazing. So thanks to everyone for support and all that stuff. Thanks, of course, to Andy, Serena, Eric Bailey, who am I, Coleman,